tells you to. Instead, you live as the Spirit tells you to. If, in fact, God's Spirit lives in you, whoever does not have the Spirit of Christ does not belong to him. But if Christ lives in you, the Spirit is life for you, because you have been put right with God, even though your bodies are going to die because of sin. If the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from death lives in you, then he who raised Christ from death will also give life to your mortal bodies by the presence of his Spirit in you.
Thank you. great expectations, and it's about Mary's dilemma of how she's going to tell her parents of her pregnancy. What am I going to say? Right. Mother, father, I've got something to tell you. There was this angel, you see. Oh no, that sounds just like one of father's bad jokes. And this is no joke. It's the most serious and amazing thing that could ever happen to me. So it should be easy to tell them. Mother, father, I've got some really exciting news. How would you like to be grandparents? Because I'm pregnant. Except, I don't think they'll be excited about it at all. Their daughter, an unmarried mother. Oh, the shame and disgrace. That's what my father will say. Mother will cry and wonder where she went wrong. Who's the father they'll want to know? This is going to be tricky, I can tell. There was an angel who appeared to me and told me that I would be visited by the Spirit of the Lord and become pregnant. So actually, Father, I'm having God's baby. Then he'll say I was dreaming, or that I'm making it up. And that it's Joseph. That's my fiancé, by the way. Then he'll be cross with Joseph. And Joseph will know it's not his baby. And he'll be cross with me. And never want to see me again. It's all so complicated. Why me, Lord? What am I saying? It's incredible that God should have chosen me. I'm so ordinary. How can it be possible? What did the angel say? Nothing is impossible with God. But God doesn't have to tell my parents. It's me. What am I going to say?
Mary!
Uh-oh, that's my father. He'll be wondering where I am. The angel made saying yes to God seem so simple. The most obvious thing in the world. Now, it seems the most scary. This is going to be so hard for them to accept. How am I going to help them to understand what's happening? Lord, I need your help. Doing your will suddenly seems so difficult.
Mary, where are you?
Well, this is it. Here we go then, Lord. I am your servant. May it be to me, just as you said. And please help Joseph to understand, because he's such a good, kind man. I'm coming, Father.
Right, as we actually walk back. But as we neared the headquarters, there was a nice fish and chip shop. It wasn't the ambulance donation. I don't think it was. It's what they gave us, and she gave us. And we had some lovely chips, I tell you. I've never forgotten this lady's faith and her generosity. You know, when singing Christmas carols, they bring so much joy to many about the birth of Jesus. Now, one carol, one you've sung tonight, O Come All Ye Faithful, introduces to us a puzzled phrase which many pass over as we sing it. I used to do that myself. It's the strange words, begotten, not created. Begotten, not created. You see, Jesus was never created. He was the Son of God, part of the Godhead, which we now call the Trinity. That is why this gift of God to us is so wonderful. In fact, even more wonderful when Jesus was later crucified on that cross for us. He gave his life for us by taking upon himself the sins of the world so that we might live. Later he rose from the dead, defeating death. So this Christmas, if and when you receive a present, and I hope all of us do, I usually get one now, but we do sometimes get more. And if when you open that present, please always give thanks for it. But remember, the best gift ever is the eternal gift of God. And if you have never accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Saviour, please consider doing this, as this will be a great gift, not only for this life, but for eternity. In the Bible, John 3:16 states, God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, there's that word again, begotten, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I think that is a statement which requires a response from each one of us. Some here I know have responded already, but how about you who haven't made a response? All I can ask is that you please consider it. Because if you give your life to Jesus this Christmas, then that will be the most and best meaningful Christmas ever. And if you need more further advice, then please see myself or other leaders or anyone in the church. And I can say to all of you, Happy Christmas and bless you all. Thank you for listening.
Now, don't pay attention to the sign behind me. I'm afraid I'm not Leah, but Leah's been avoidably detained, so I've just been asked to step in, really, just to bring our service to conclusion, as we're going to pray now, to thank God for sending Jesus at Christmas time, and just to think generally, I think, about this season as well, and our response, as Mike was saying in his talk a few moments ago, and just to think about this season now. So let's just pray and give God thanks for this Christmas time. Father God, we want to thank you and to praise you that you did indeed send your son Jesus to this earth 2,000 years ago. Because, Lord, because you so love the world that you sent your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not die, but have everlasting life. And Father, as we think about the Christmas story tonight, we think, Lord, about some of the unusual ways, Father, in which Jesus came upon this earth. The visitation by the shepherds, by the angel, Lord. Think of the fact that Jesus was born in a stable because of the things that were going on in Jerusalem and that there was no room at the inn. And so today, Father, we think of our response to the birth of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we're enabled to celebrate Christmas today. And we do pray, Father, that we might not only think of ourselves and the things that we're going to be doing over the next few weeks, but Father, it's an opportunity to think of other people, and perhaps those in our world who are less fortunate than we are, who won't be enjoying some of the things that we will be enjoying over this Christmas period. Father, just bless and help those, and help us, Father, to help those, Lord, who are in need at this Christmas time, those who are unwell, those who might find themselves homeless, those who might have lost loved ones during this Christmas period, those who are finding life a struggle, Lord. Lord, we know that you never promised us an easy life upon this earth, yet, Father, you did send your Son Jesus to help us and to see us through the difficult things that we have to face. And Lord, we just think of our world in which we live and the suffering that's going on in other places. I'm sure we've all been shocked by the tragedy that happened in Australia today. But Lord, we know that tomorrow something else will happen. And over these last weeks and months, we hear day by day of awful things, Lord, of war, of famine, and of destruction, and lots of other horrible things happening in all different parts of the world. So we do just pray, Father, that at this Christmas time, people, Lord, might just look up to the sky and just think, Lord, of the way that you sent Jesus Christ into this world. Lord, bless each one of us, and as we go from our homes in a few moments after we've sung our final carol, we just pray, Lord, that we might know your presence, that you might bless each one of us and our families this Christmas. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We're going to sing Hark the Herald Angels Sing. Before we finish, can I just remind you that we've got some tea, coffee and other drinks, and I'm not quite sure what's under the tablecloth, but I'm sure it's very good and very sweet and sickly. It won't do your diet any good, but do stay and join us afterwards for that. So we're just going to close our service now. We've got some words of a blessing, really, for this Christmas time. So if you'd like all to join together and say together the words on the screen. May the joy of the angels, the eagerness of the shepherds, the perseverance of the wise men, the obedience of Joseph and Mary, and the peace of the Christ child be ours this Christmas. Amen.
Amen.